عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتقوا الدنيا واتقوا النساء، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Most honorable, respected brothers and elders in Islam, in the opening verses of Surah Mulk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the very reality of life, the very essence of our existence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that He is in control of this entire world. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. That blessed is Allah, in whose hands lies the control of this entire universe. الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. It is that same Allah who has created life and death for the sole purpose of a test of insan, to test mankind. أيكم أحسن عملا. That which of mankind does the best of deeds. This existence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, the system of life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, Allah ta'ala is drawing our attention to this reality, that it is something for a person to ponder and reflect over daily, and it forms the cornerstone of a believer's life. And the more he reflects, and the more he ponders, and the more he strengthens his belief in the reality of life, and the more he ponders over the reality of his life and the purpose of his existence, the more he will remain steadfast on his path to success, the more he will remain firm and committed to his deen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is outlining to us what is the reality of his existence. That every hour there's thousands of people who are coming into this world, they are being born into this world. And at every hour there are thousands of people who are passing away and are leaving this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I created this system, the cycle of life, of incoming and outgoing. Somebody is coming in and somebody is going out. The cycle of life Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created not in vain. Rather, there is a bigger purpose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us into this world for a great purpose. And that purpose is that man is to be tested. Which of man will do the best deeds? Which of man will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He will be successful. So a believer understands that this world is not the be all and the end all of his life. Rather, a believer understands that when he passes away and when this existence disappears, then his real life actually begins. Real life only begins once a person closes his eyes. And that is the real life, that is the true life, that is the eternal life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing our attention to. وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the life of the akhirat, that is the true life, that is the real life, that is the permanent life. When a person closes his eyes and goes into that realm, then there is no turning back. There is no way that a person can come back into this world, even though he will request from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about when a person will request from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَرْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي كُنَّا نَعْمَلْ, when a person will see the akhirat, then he will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will request from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, send me back into this world so that I can do those deeds which I didn't do in this world. He will make promises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, I will change my life. I will do that which I didn't do in this world. I will change my actions, I will change my a'mal. نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي كُنَّا نَعْمَلْ. Send us back into this world, give us one more chance. But what will be the response that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give? أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that you had been granted the opportunity of life in this world. Each and every person is granted the opportunity of life. The response that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. That you have been granted a lifespan. You were granted the opportunity of time. You had the opportunity, you had the time to ponder and reflect and make a decision in your life. You had that opportunity, and together with the opportunity, there were people who came to you, there were reminders that came to you in different ways. وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. Reminders come to a man in different ways. It will come to him in the form of people inviting him. It will come to him in the form of sometimes calamities and difficulties, so that insan changes his ways and he turns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes difficulties come upon a person. This is a reminder for a person. It is actually a rahmat, and it is a blessing in disguise from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that sometimes difficulties come upon a person, and that becomes a turning point in his life. Becomes a turning point in his life, and it makes him reflect and ponder and go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah will say that you had the time, you had the opportunity. We had guided you to the path. Every person has the opportunity to make a decision in this world. And depending upon his decision in this world, man will be rewarded or he will be punished. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ, that we had guided you to two paths. There is two paths in this world. A person can choose to make his decision. But whatever decision he makes, that is not free of the consequence. It is not free of either the reward or the punishment. هَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. Insan has to make this choice. Depending on what choice and what decision a person makes, that will be his outcome. That will determine whether he will be successful or he will be unsuccessful. Every person is given the choice. And it is based on the choice of man. It is based on the decision of man that he is either rewarded or he is punished. No person is forced in this world to do anything. A person is not forced in this world. Every decision a person takes, he takes a decision from his own self. It is his own decision to do a certain action in this world. And because of that, a person is rewarded or he is punished. هَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. In another verse Allah says, هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلِ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. That insan, we have guided you to the path, and you chose to either be grateful, you chose to either be appreciative and grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to follow the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to break the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. And sometimes man will make a mistake and he will adopt a path of ingratitude. He will adopt a path of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will move away from the path. And this is a dangerous path where a person chooses to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every person makes this choice. He is not forced. No person can claim that I was forced into doing something wrong. Rather, every person makes that decision. And shaitan is the enemy of man. Shaitan is the enemy of man. But Shaitan also on the day of Jahannam, when people will come to Shaitan, and they will tell Shaitan that you misguided us. You put us in this big problem now. Now we in difficulty, now we in problem. You put us in this problem, now you take us out of this problem. Shaitan will disassociate himself. What will Shaitan say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining to us the deception of Shaitan, the disloyalty of Shaitan. That remember that when a person will come on the day of, when he will come on the day of Qiyamah and he will level his complaint against Shaitan and he will try and go to Shaitan to save him, then what will be the response of Shaitan? Let us look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in this verse. Allah is saying that Shaitan will say, وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that when the decision will be made, when those who are meant to go into Jannat will go into Jannat, and those who are meant to go into the punishment will go into the punishment, then the people will come to Shaitan and they will say, help us. Shaitan's response will be that verily Allah promised you. Allah made a promise to you. In Allah wa'adakum wa'ad al-haq. Shaitan is saying that the promise of Allah is the true promise. Allah gave you a true promise that, O my servant, obey me and you will be successful in this world. Obey me and I will grant you Jannat. I will grant you happiness in this world, qabr and akhirat. But make the decision to obey me. Follow my commands. Follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. And Shaitan will say that I also promised you. But I promised you a false promise. And you knew that also. وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. I went against my promise. I'm not a man of my word. I was never a man of my word. وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. Then Shaitan will say, وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي. That I had no control over you. I had no control to force you into something. وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي. The only thing I did was that I whispered into your ear. I put some wrong thought in your mind. I put some wrong thought in your heart. The dude is here. And he made it look very attractive and very appealing and very enjoying and very entertaining. That is the plot. That is the trickery. That is the deception of Shaitan. Shaitan makes something look very appealing. He has been given that ability to sit on the heart of man and put some intention, put some wrong thought, some wrong idea in a person's mind. That is the work of Shaitan. But Shaitan can't force anybody to do anything. So Shaitan will say, I didn't force you to do anything. Illa an da'autukum fastajabtum li. The decision to do that action you made, fastajabtum li. Fala talumuni walumu anfusakum. That today don't now level abuse against me. Don't blame me, blame yourself. Walumu anfusakum. مَا أَنَا بِمُسْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُسْرِخِي. Shaitan will say, today you can't assist me, you're not going to help me, you're not going to save me, I'm in a problem, you're in the problem with me also, and I can't help you. مَا أَنَا بِمُسْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُسْرِخِي. إِنِّي كَفَرْتُ بِمَا أَشْرَكْتُمُونِ مِنْ قَبْلِ إِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in many, many verses of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to this reality of life. That life is a serious place. A person has to make the correct decisions in this world. Imam Shafi rahimahullah, he says regarding wal asr, by the qasam of time, that if it was only this one surah of the Quran Sharif that was revealed, this was sufficient for the guidance of mankind. If a person just understands the one lesson of appreciate and value a person's time, this is sufficient for the guidance of mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the qasam of time. But the qasam of time, in other words, time is something which is extremely valuable. That thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam on is something of pondering, is something of extreme great value, something very, very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasams on different things. Allah takes a qasam on the sun, wal shams, wal qamar, wal layl. Allah takes a qasam on the night. Allah takes a qasam on the sun, on the moon, that these are extremely important creations and points of pondering for man. That if he ponders over this, then he will reach the true recognition of reality and he will recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this verse, Allah takes a qasam on time. That person will appreciate and value time and he will make the correct decisions in his time, then he will be successful. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to the incident of Bal'am Ba'ura. Bal'am Ba'ura was a person who lived in the time of Musa alayhi salam, in the Banu Israel. When Musa alayhi salam conquered Egypt, then he was commanded to wage war against the Jabbarin. So amongst this Jabbarin nation, one person, a very learned person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him honor, and he knew the Ismullah Al-A'zam. He knew that very special name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by which if a person implores Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his dua will be readily accepted. So he knew this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was mustajabud da'awat. His du'as were readily accepted. And his people knew about him. And he knew about Musa alayhi salam. He knew he was a learned person. He was a rightly guided person. So now Musa alayhi salam came to attack this nation and wage jihad against this nation. So they came to Bal'am Ba'ura. And they told Bal'am Ba'ura that you are a very important person. Make baddu'a against Musa alayhi salam. He has come with his army and he is going to defeat us. Make baddu'a against Musa alayhi salam so that we are saved. Bal'am Ba'ura refused. He said, I can't do something like this. That is Musa alayhi salam. He's got the help of Allah with him, the malaika with him. So when the people failed, he said that I have to make mashura, I have to consult with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He never made bad dua with this name of Allah ta'ala without consulting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he would be shown in the dream what to do. So he consulted and he saw in a dream that don't ever do this. Musa alayhi salam is a rightly guided person. So when his people saw this here, now they sent for him a lot of gifts. They opened up the dunya to him. They sent a lot of wealth and a lot of gifts. And some narrations say that they even used his wife to twist his arm also. And he accepted the gifts. But this was outwardly a gift. But in reality, he accepted bribery. And now he became under duress. He was now pressurized because he accepted the wealth from these people. So now they forced him and they twisted his arm. And eventually he agreed to go and make baddua against Musa alayhi salam and his people. So he mounted his camel and he went to a certain high spot where the battle was going to take place, and he started to try and make baddua against Musa alayhi salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overpowered his tongue. And the moment he tried to make baddua against Musa alayhi salam, Allah overpowered his tongue and he began to make baddua against his own people. And the moment he tried to make dua for his people for victory and being saved, that went in the favor of Musa alayhi salam and his people. His people asked him, what are you doing? So he said that I have been overpowered and I have no control over myself anymore. So Allah, and then as a punishment for him, his tongue was made to pop out of his mouth and lie on his chest. And this was his punishment, a very disgraceful punishment. Time has run out. The incident is a little bit lengthy. But nonetheless, Bal'am Ba'ura, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him knowledge. وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him the knowledge. But he made a wrong decision. He made a wrong decision. And because of this, he had to suffer disgrace in this world and the akhirat. He had to suffer disgrace in this world and the akhirat. Until the day of Qiyamah, he became a means of lesson for us in the Quran Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فمثله كمثل الكلب إن تحمل عليه يلهث أو تتركه يلهث ذلك مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآياتنا فقصص القصص لعلهم يتذكرون. That his example is the example of a dog. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him and granted him honor, that he was regarded as a very learned person, but he made a wrong decision and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him disgraced in this world, and he has been resembled to a dog in the Quran Sharif. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true realization of this reality of life. A poet puts it very beautifully, Khaja Azizul Hasan Majzub rahimahullah. The chorus of his poem is very beautiful. He says, Jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki ja hai, tamasha nahi hai. That this dunya is a place of seriousness. It's not a place for a person to attach his heart and become amused and entertained and be deceived in this world. Rather, this world is a serious place, is a place for a person to take heed and take lesson. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.